I'm not like you.
The recorder is on.
I tried to make an issue of us at
Senior King. But I thought it looked good to me.
Okay, we're all good.
We're recording and we're on.
Yep.
All the meeting recorder and ask the board members who are here to review the minutes of our last meeting.
Trish, are you there now?
Has everybody had a chance to review?
Yep.
Okay, and
I didn't see anything myself.
Okay, you did not.
I didn't do that.
Okay, so can we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as they are.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so what else shall we? The minutes of last meeting are approved. And we'll move on to the first order of business, which is appeal number 834, which is a request of Diane Hauser of 1 Douglas Avenue, Southland, called New York, 12-3-foot area variance pursuant to Chapter 149, Article 5, Section 149-59A, and Town Law 267B. Applicant is proposing to construct a shed that would not need to require front yard setback in an R1 one-family residential district. This property is designated as 50.53-1-9 at the time of setting. Okay, are you online here, Mr. Mauser?
Diane, are you there? Diane?
Let me see if I can call her. I saw one person there, but it doesn't appear to be her.
Hello? Hello, Diane?
Yes.
It's your mark calling from the town of Moreau.
Yeah, I was going to get in, and I just realized the text 12-8-2020. I don't know what happened.
Well, anyhow, you're here now, so you're on my cell phone on a speakerphone, so the board can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's where she's getting the show.
They just introduced your application, and they'd like to hear from you in terms of a brief description of what you'd like to do and why.
Why I want where I'm proposing to be.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have a backline?
Yeah.
Do you want me to speak now?
Well, yes.
They do have it. So this is it.
Yeah, this is the these are the limitations of Zooming.
Yes. Okay, so our backyard is pretty narrow. The back, if you're facing our house, the back right side of the house, we put up a playset for grandchildren. And then along the back of the property, probably 8 dogwood twigs, closer to the garage because of the roof on the shed is taller than the roof on the garage. And really, there's just, maybe we could put it over on the other side of the house where the bedrooms are. But I don't think, they said that there's more than 6 inches of leveling. Garden Time said there's more than 6 inches of leveling, it would cost more. Now, we could put it over there, but I don't know. I don't know. I tried to envision it over there, and it just looks crowded. We have neighbors. Easter's got some trees back there. And if we get denied, we might consider putting it over on that side of the house. But like I said, it's still crowded over there.
Can I ask why you feel it will look crowded? Is it because of the trees?
I didn't hear what they said.
Is it because of the trees that are growing on that side at that end of the property, or
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying.
The question was, is it crowded because of the trees?
Over on the other side of the house, yes, it would be crowded because of the neighbor's trees. I don't know. It's just that side yard, we don't have 30 feet on that side. There's not as much side yard on that side as there is on the Willow Street side. And it's not as leveled over there on that side. And then if we want to get to it from the snow blower, we have to go all the way from the. And we just have to go through all the snow into the snow blower, and just looks like we're crowding that side of the yard. It just wouldn't balance. I don't know. Just my vision of it is just not a nice balance. Look. On the garage side, just kind of a shed and a garage, they just kind of go together. And just the look, I think, would be better. We have so many sheds that are just in the neighborhood and stuff that are definitely not 30 feet from the street. And we're not off by that much.
When you say that the trees on the other side, those are your neighbor's trees?
Yes. The trees on the other side are our neighbor's. Because he's also on a corner, so.
But the line is we're looking at a line drawn on the tax map in the drawings, and it looks to me like your property line is. Those trees are within your property.
Yeah, Danny, can I ask you a question? You provided dimensions in your application from the side yard.
Mm-hmm.
And you came up with, in the application, what they have listed there on
right
here?
Yeah. She's got the house being 30 feet off the lot, the garage.
Okay. Because the best information I have available is for me to do any measuring is tax mapping. And it seems like the property line, the actual property line, is quite a distance away from the edge of the road and fairly close to your house. I think I measured it, the overall distance is about, maybe 19 feet.
Well, that's what you used this for two measures.
Yeah. Do you have a survey that you took your measurements from?
I couldn't find it, but I know that the. So I measured.
that line is accurate. We're just deliberating among ourselves here about the line.
But I always have a problem with that because it's very difficult to make a decision on giving relief if you don't know exactly where the line is.
Correct. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Yeah.
You only could find the 110?
I couldn't find one by the fire hydrant, so what we did was we took the stain that's on the right hand side of the house, the one where the neighbor puts up to us. We do have a stain there, and we have two stains on that side of the house. And the tax map said we had 150 or 151 feet in the front.
I see.
We didn't measure that out. We, from the state on the right side of the house, my husband and I just took a 25-foot tape measure, and we measured over towards the stop sign. We measured over 150 feet.
That's reasonable to do.
And that's when we realized the garage wall, and then that's when we pretty much realized the garage wall to our property line was the 30 feet, which kind of took us near the lilacs.
That would make sense, because they built the house for one front yard is at the 30-foot dimension, and then the second one would be as well. That would make sense.
It certainly is, yeah.
Didn't this predate zoning, this house?
Yes. But it seems like they even if it did predate zoning, I could see where they symmetrically placed the house equidistant from each property.
It's a puzzle.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to say, based on what I've heard, that she found actual pins. If she measured 150 feet, her estimate is better than what's shown.
No,
yes, it's more accurate than what's shown there.
And that's why I'm saying there's 30 feet from the garage to the road, based on the 150 feet that we.
That will affect the amount of relief.
And they're pretty dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, the garage is the 30 feet.
Correct.
And it's like, oh, but yeah. We need probably 12 feet because we have to be away from the house.
Yeah, the other factor here is that the code requires that the shed be 4 feet away from the house. The building.
Okay.
That's a simple point there.
Right.
So what we're going to have 6 feet
would be a relief.
We would have to
reverse.
Well, 15.
Yeah.
If we gave 15 feet of relief, that would give them 16 or 15 feet, which should do it, right?
Yeah, the shed,
they'd have 4 foot really.
Yeah. So you're at 50% rather than.
And that's the other question. That's the other question when she was doing her measurement, was it 30 feet to the side of the garage to the eave of the garage, which probably sticks out another. It's got a good size. Which is nice, but was she figuring on the wall, or was she figuring it on the roof?
When you measured the 30 feet from your house, you went from the garage wall, correct?
I went from the foundation.
Yeah. Okay.
So you probably got, I'm guessing looking at that, but that's not a typical 6 inch, that's more like a foot, maybe a foot and a half.
Yeah.
So we don't know for sure, but we're a lot closer to 50% than we are 82.
Correct.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yes. That's my point.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, I know the tax mapping, all they have to do is it looks like they just adjusted that whole set of lines, you know, that way, and all it would take is the slightest amount that could affect 10 to 15.
So, Diane, when the pin that you found by your neighbor's property, okay, did that show that those trees were on his property?
When you found the pin on your neighbor's property, did it show that those trees were on his property and not yours?
Yes. Yes, to the right side of the house.
This line is probably incorrect, too.
That might mean that whole set of lines would be shifted.
Yeah.
So that means that would do. If we moved to that side, it would be probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that changes in my perspective.
There's a telephone pole or a utility pole, and trying to think of the placement of the stake. I think that was right here, that utility pole, which puts the trees on the then there's a fence on the house behind us. They have a little chain link fence, and that's kind of our, it's a little, pretty much our property line, just ours, our property line is just inside that chain link fence.
Well, what I might suggest, we do is we, if there is any offering of relief here, the variance should be from the house. We should,
relief of the house.
That way, when Matt goes out and
he's going to finish the house 30 feet out the line.
Right. What I'm suggesting is, you know, in the body of the resolution, just cite it, also cite the dimension of the house. So we can, we'll know.
So if we need 15 feet of relief, and it's 10 foot wide, it would have to be come out of the house by 5 feet.
Right.
But that's really for the E.
Correct.
Because I checked with our insurance company and asked them that we needed to be 14 from the house. And they didn't see that problem with 14 from the house. But the guy from Garden Time had said he felt we needed to be 14 from the house. I thought I put something, on one of the drawings that said the distance between the shed and the house.
We're not leaving it from the house, but he would do his measurements out the house.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying,
so if we gave him 15 foot of relief, if they're assuming that out of the eve of this is 30 feet in the line.
Okay.
So now you're gonna, they would have to take, he'd have to adjust that because of this.
Right.
But we would have to make sure that it was within, that the shed was no more than that 15 feet of relief from this. Is that's from the...
Well, what I'm saying is you would cite relief as you normally do, but then you would say in the next sentence, positioning the shed 4 feet from the eve of the house.
Yeah,
that way Matt can go out in the field.
He can use that. He can go
on
the same page for how he's
exercising. Right. It'll end up in the same form of relief,
right.
But it just gives a bearing to
it. So
this shed is a 10 by 10 shed.
Correct.
Does it have eaves?
Yeah, I think that...
It does have a small eave.
Okay.
I don't know how much.
Yeah, but they're not eaves.
They're not more than eaves.
You would need to go from the eave of the house, the eave of the garage. That's where the lines that we're going to move from. The shed needs to be 4 feet from that. Is that correct?
Right, 4 feet from the wall.
From the wall.
It's built for the building code.
Okay.
The wall, so you don't have to. So you have plenty of passage and all that, and fire separation.
So that helps.
Well, that does a little bit of flex.
A little more flexibility.
Yep.
But in other words, rather than mess with the property lines, because the property lines, I mean, I think you did a good job measuring it, but I think we don't know exactly where the
Lines
are. So,
this is too hard.
It is too hard. But anyway, so guess what we're talking about?
We're talking through mass, so we're going to apologize.
They're talking through a mass, so it's difficult to hear. But what basically the tone of the discussion is that the any kind of a decision is going to relate to a location in respect to the house. So like for example, the shed should be 4 feet from the house. So we know when the shed is placed and the building inspector goes out there to confirm, he has a bearing, you know, that he can work from, meaning that the house itself. No. If I understand the building code does not consider the eave. Zoning does. So for zoning, we have to measure the setback from the edge of the eave. But for the building code, They're looking for separation between the two building walls.
That really helps.
That actually helps your case.
Yeah. So that's not.
That's going to give you at least another 2 feet of.
I think if we were to agree to get 15 feet of relief on the side setback, and then have the measurement off the garage, off the wall, that it has to be 4 feet to meet the code.
It'd be right there.
Then that should put us right in that.
That's my point.
Right. So I think that's going to give her what she wants, and that keeps us at the 50%. And we don't do that lightly, but I think when you look at this, and you look at the amount of land that's there, even though it's not hers, we're not competing on a neighbor.
That's true.
And that makes, you know, it makes it a little more easier for me to try to grant this, because it isn't really going. And I don't think when we look at the property, you look at the road, I don't think it's going to look that bad.
Oh, it's going to fit in nicely.
It's going to fit right in. It'll fit right in. So,
Mr. Chairman, I think we do have an attendee.
I'm going to ask you, do we have somebody
else? Yeah, I want to say for the record, it was properly noticed. Do you want to open the hearing?
Can I just ask you, did we have any correspondence?
We had no written correspondence.
Okay, let's open the public hearing.
Okay, I have a person indicated as Jenny. Jenny, are you there?
I think, but it's really hard to hear what everyone's saying.
We're working on it.
Did she try to get back in on that? That's why you're seeing her on there?
No, it's another person who's been on since the beginning, and I'm trying to unmute her. Her name is Jenny. Jenny? Yes. Are you here for the hearing on the zoning board application?
I was here for the meeting. I was listening to I don't know if the solar project was being presented tonight, but it's over drove.
No, this is not about that.
Okay, that's all. I might need a long meeting then.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
No worries. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
So we don't have any places.
Nope, there's nobody here. We just have Trish.
All
right.
Well,
just to cover our bases, this does not require any kind of a seeker.
Correct.
Okay, so we're not going to require that. And just to discuss, the basic requirements for granting an area variance, and I'm not going to read them all tonight, so I'll start off. We discussed the fact that this, the hardship that it is for you folks to hang in terms of the, and she made a good presentation.
On property, where was that, what the other alternatives
I'm going to skip the second one because that's the big one for us. And the third is that the difficulty cannot be alleviated by selling a practical mansion. And again, we was that a good discussion of that. And the fourth is that there will be no substantial change in character of the neighborhood or the definition of adjoining properties. And I'm satisfied that it would be.
Agreed.
The fifth is that, and I'm not going to read this whole thing, but it has to do with the purpose of the chapter of the property in the district or any conflict with the plans of the town or objectives of the town. I don't see a problem with that. I think as the staff notes report, these staff notes are incorporated into the...
Yeah, it's early application was filed.
And those staff notes are always very helpful. Yeah. Thank you, appreciate that.
As far as the mapping was a little misleading.
Well, all that was, but you give us what you can, and we appreciate it.
Right? Very, very helpful. And then a big part of, let's get back to the big issue, which is that this is a very substantial variance.
Mm-hmm.
Even given the change in the line, we've accepted that the line is probably more like 30 feet from the drive.
Right.
It still is a 15-foot approximately.
It's 50%.
15-foot variance, which is a 50% variance, which is kind of what we've set as a limit on how much we're going to do for it. We've called it not substantial in the past, but
I think it is substantial.
I think my observation is the board has always been very good about viewing each application on its individual merits.
And that's what we do. I think the fact that this is not an adjoining property. It's a second front lot.
That's the other thing.
You know, when you have a corner lot like that, that's something that a lot of people don't take into consideration when they buy a house on a corner lot, that they actually have 2 30-foot setbacks.
Yep.
And that really, in no disrespect to them, you wouldn't think it.
Right.
And then when you buy the house, you realize, oh, I can't put anything there. So
this is essentially a front line, but it's the side of the house.
Right.
But it makes sense to have it there. It's not going to be the neighborhood is going to look fine.
Yeah.
So it's substantial, but it's not outrageous.
I agree.
Thank you. Sounds good.
So there you go.
So do you want to close the public hearing and put up the motion?
Close the public hearing, yes.
Yes.
We close the public hearing.
Yeah.
We
never started. But that's okay.
Would you make a motion?
I would.
Appeal number 833, I'll make a motion that we grant 15 feet of relief on the setback. And that the measurements be taken off of the side of the garage, that the shed has to be 4 feet clearance on the side, from that.
4 feet between the garage siding and the shed siding.
Yes.
Correct.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. We can do that.
I guess my question is, we talk about the measurement here. I mean, we're still talking about the setback.
That's correct. You still should frame it in terms of the setback, but then just cite the garage as a bearing.
We're giving 15 feet of relief on the setback, but the measurement for the setting of the shed will be 4 feet from the wall of the garage to the shed. That, by looking at our drawings and everything, that should fit that 15-foot setback, really.
I second, is it 834 or 833?
Well, that reads wrong. That was 833.
834 is the appeal number.
Well, then, I looked at my minutes instead of my... I apologize. It's 834, yes.
And I will second.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
Now, the shed will have marked time when they come in, they lay the shed. They come out beforehand and they put, the shed is 10 by 10 and they will be putting a, like a 12 by 12 rock area. That's
an immaterial.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
That's standard procedure.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's not a structure.
If you want, I can do it. Mr. Farrell?
Yes.
Mr. Elms?
Yes.
Mr. Endel?
Yes.
Now
I'm
thank you.
Well, Chris, did you get that okay?
We thank you for putting up with our...
Well, you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Method of doing this with our mask on and the speaker.
Right.
And...
Well, sorry, I don't know what I did wrong going in, but I'm...
No.
We're able to help you. Sorry.
Well, that's a good thing about technology. There's usually a backup.
You have a nice Thanksgiving.
Yep. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Oh, you all do too. Thank you so much.
Yep, good night.
Good night.
Trisha, you still there?
I am.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too.
Yeah,
and
Anthony, too.
Justin, I'm sorry, I looked at you.
That's quite nice, but I like you to run around. Jim, as he always is, he stepped right in. He was perfect.
It was $50, right?
That makes me feel better, because I was a little confused when I was looking at the 82 number, thinking I hadn't seen
it. That Manning was there. He texted me it.
Oh, he was out there?
Five after.
Oh, well.
Who was here?
Matt.
Oh.
Sorry. So did we adjourn the meeting yet?
No.
But we will now.
Okay.
Do we have any problems with next month's meeting?
That's my knowledge.
Fourth Wednesday. Let me see here. That will be Fourth Wednesday will be December 23rd.
Yeah.
I don't know of anything coming in, but it's a ways away from the submission date. So, all right.
Meeting is adjourned.
I'm stopping the.
I didn't realize.